late afternoon to you. This is Pastor Tony Jeffrey taking over for Reverend Robert Gould for today's show, An Addictive Love. I want to give thanks to EKG Environmental for their sponsorship of today's show. And as we are coming along, I want to give thanks to even Reverend Robert Gould and give me an opportunity to share today in this week of Thanksgiving. I know many of you right now may be feeling really good about all of the turkey and dressing and things of that nature that you just finished eating yesterday, and hopefully had a good sweet potato pie or some other sweet that came along with it. But I also want to be mindful of those who are having a little tough time this year, considering that they may not have a loved one with them that they once shared these intimate moments with, and keeping them in our prayers and also checking in on them. Don't just assume that people are okay during these times, because they can be very challenging, considering that loved ones are no longer around, or they just may be feeling somewhat lonely. And the roughest thing that we can all experience is being in a room full of people and not feeling connected. And so make sure you're checking in on folks during this time of year, because these are some lonely times and people can feel somewhat isolated. So make sure that you're reaching out to those who you care for and that you love and that you know may be single or may just not be single, but they may be struggling right now. So let's be thankful for what we do have, but also being aware of those who are around us. And considering this is Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving time, I'm always mindful to reflect even on my own things that I am thankful for. And I don't want to just kind of lob the old cliche in and say, just be thankful and things and just kind of move on. But I want to be able to list out why I'm very thankful for the things that I am thankful for. I am considering my family, and I know everyone, most folks are thankful for their family, but I'm very thankful for my wife and all that she is for me. I haven't always done things the right way, and God has been gracious to me in regards to who he blessed me with to walk out life's journey with. My daughter, for some reason, had my phone, and I didn't know how she got it, but she captured a picture of my wife and I walking, holding hand in hand, unbeknownst to us. And I just looked at that picture this morning, and I shared with my wife that I really love my wife and I love my life. And so I believe that there are times like this that should give us pause to be able to reflect on what are we thankful for. And so when I look at my wife and I consider who we are, we've been married 17 years, together 18 years, and these have been the best years of my life. But I also get to be I get the chance to be a dad. I have two beautiful daughters. One is 24. She's my bonus daughter. And I have a 15-year-old that my wife and I had together. And so when I look at them and I consider the woman that my oldest has come out to be, and even as my teenager is developing into a woman, just watching them blossom and seeing their care for people, seeing that they just love God and what he's doing in their lives, I'm very thankful for that space, because it's not something that I take for granted. There are plenty of people who would love to be parents, but they aren't. And so not to be really heavy during the time of Thanksgiving, but I'm being thankful and aware is what I'm really kind of pushing into as I begin to share the things that I'm thankful for, but also not only thinking about me, but considering what's happening in other people's lives. And so, yes, being thankful and aware, I recognize that God has blessed to where we were able to have two girls. And that's not something I take lightly. I also am thankful for the movement of our children and how they challenge me as a dad. Oftentimes, we don't know that we're learning things from our children, even as we believe that we are the ones that's teaching them. They're teaching us in many cases as well. My oldest daughter is one that challenges all things moving. She's never going to just accept things for face value. And so we've had some deep, deep conversations, even as she's gotten older. And I appreciate how she challenges me. And my youngest daughter is always conscious of, doing things the right way. And She is, you know, if I'm driving too fast, she's, Dad, what are you doing? Why are you driving so fast? You know, just always conscious of doing things the right way. And I really appreciate that. And they make sure that I stay on my toes and that even in that, there's an accountability with how I carry myself as a dad. And I am mindful of making sure that I'm giving them a good example of what a man should look like. So I'm very thankful for my children. And you know what? I also want to share some Thanksgiving, but I want to do so from the book that I've written. That the book is entitled It Matters, Decisions, Consequences, and the God Who Redeems Them All. That's the title of my book. And in here, I get a chance to really express my deep love for my parents. And I want to read something very quickly about my dad that I wrote in my book. Just really quick. It says, my mother recalled how my dad was driving to get to the Army base hospital. Dad was driving like any of us could imagine, urgently trying to get there in time for Kim to be born with doctors and not in the front seat of his car. But Kim, my sister, was equally determined to get here. She was ready to make her debut. Before Dad could get to anybody to help us, my sister decided she was ready to come into the world. Dad had to step into action. He delivered my little sister. He was the first to see her face. Imagine being the first to see your baby come into the world. Dad was 21. Mama was 20. Two young people had now become a family of four. It makes me admire my parents even more, understanding the adversity they must have faced being a young couple. When I was a kid, we were asked in class who was our hero. And who do you look up to? My answer was always, and always will be, my daddy. He was also the hero for my mom and my sister, and he has been a hero to many over the years. When my cousins didn't have anyone to look up to, my dad was there. My friends in the neighborhood needed someone to look up to, my dad was there. My dad has always been reliable and faithful to his word. He's not perfect, but he's perfect for us. This is just a picture of my dad. Give me a second just to give you a picture, even of my mother. My mother, her intuition was unmatched. When I transferred from junior college to play football at the University of Arkansas, I can recall that I was feeling really lonely when I first got there. I was a transfer, and I didn't know many of my teammates, so I spent a lot of time alone initially. I won't forget the time I was in my room, lonely, wanting to go home and full of tears, when my phone rang around midnight. It was Mama. I didn't have caller ID in my dorm room, so I thought I had pulled it together well enough to answer the phone. But my mother knew right away something was wrong, and something wasn't right with her son. Hello, I said. Hi, said Mama. Hi, Mama. Hi, baby. What are you up to? Now I'm thinking, why would she ask me this at midnight? I should be asleep. Nothing. I'm just up, I said. What's going on? Why is my mother calling me now, of all times, while I'm in the middle of my tears? How does she know to call me now? Let me hold it together. I'm cool, Mama. I know better. I know my baby. What's going on? I couldn't hold it together any longer, and the tears started flowing. She let me get it all out. Honestly, I don't even remember what I was crying about specifically. I just remember the phone call, my mother praying for me, and how she made me feel that day. I felt the warmth of her love in that phone call. It's memories like that that helped me to remember that my mother was a beautiful woman. My mom passed when I was about 32. And so when I look back at the beauty of how I was brought up as a young man and the things that I was exposed to, I'm very thankful for that. But once again, I'm aware that everyone didn't have that type of upbringing where there was a mom and a dad who were fighting to make sure that they were healthy in their marriage and to be healthy models for what love looks like for their children. I don't take that for granted. And I have a lot of empathy for those who didn't have that healthy upbringing the way that I was experiencing coming along. And so I just want to make sure that I mark that I'm very thankful for not just my wife, not just my children, but I'm also thankful for my parents. But I'm also thankful for my siblings. I have a younger sister. She and I are biological, both my mom and dad, the one I just read about, my dad delivered. She is now Dr. Kim Smith and is an elected official in the state of Missouri. She's a Missouri representative. And I know that my dad is super proud of her, and I sure wish that my mom could see that. We were also blessed to have my parents adopt my two younger brothers. Now, they came along when I was a junior in college, and so there's a big age gap in between us. But I'm thankful for the men that they have become. The youngest of the two is an executive director with the YMCA in the New England area. And the oldest of the two served in the Marines and actually had a couple tours overseas. And so they have become just model citizens and men that walk in integrity. And their dads, one of them has a wife. They've been married for quite some time. And so very thankful for who they have become and being able to say that those are my brothers. And then finally, I'm very thankful for the calling that God has given me. It's certainly something that I don't take for granted. I don't take the pastor role for granted. I recognize that it's a calling that, if I could be very honest with you, I did not want. I wanted to just continue to coach football and just be fine, just being a former athlete who loved Jesus and wants to coach football, basketball, and track. But God has called me into a different space. He allows me to be a part of the coaching world here and there, but I am burdened by making sure that I do everything I can to make the gospel known as clearly as possible to as many people as possible, as long as He gives me breath in my lungs. And so I'm very thankful for that space. And what He's also done is allowed me to share some time and space with young people in being able to do speaking engagements and working in the school here in Omaha, which is our new home. St. Louis has been our home for the last so many years. We've been here in Omaha just over 3 years, about 3.5 years come December. But He's allowed me to be able to be in some spaces that I never anticipated because of the calling that He has given me. And I'm so very thankful for that. The final thought I would like to give is, keep account of the goodness of God. It's oftentimes that we will just continue to float through life. And as life happens, we will just take it as it comes. I know that we have our dreams, our goals, our aspirations, and things of that nature. But sometimes when we move along, if we're not careful, we forget to mark where God is at work in our lives. He's constantly at work. But the challenge that we run into is just as it's difficult for us to remember what we look like when we walked away from the mirror. you've brushed your hair, you've done whatever you need to do in order to groom yourself. And then the next time you see another mirror, you want to go back and see what you look like. It can be like that even when we walk in with the Lord. We forget about how good He is because we've moved on to the next thing. And if we're not careful and we're not marking the goodness of God as we're moving along in our lives, we forget what it looks like to trust Him in the very challenging times of that we walk in. And so it creates this space of, can I really trust God? Well, we know that He did it in the past, but we forget about that very quickly because the emotions that we wrestle with continue to drive us along as opposed to what God is actually up to in our lives. And so I say, count the blessings, count the goodness of God. But how do you do so? One of the things that I've done in the past is I've kept a prayer journal and I write down the things that I am wrestling with in the time and space. But then I come back and I'll read it through and I'll look at those things that I've wrestled with months down the line, weeks down the line, just to see what was I praying about at that time. And then I say, oh, wow, God did something there. I remember prior to meeting my wife, never knowing if I would ever understand or see what true love looks like. And I was writing that in my journal. And then once my wife and I were married, we were together 6-8 months or so. And I went back and looked And I remembered the hurt that I saw, that I felt when I wrote in the journal at the given time, and then coming back and saying, wow, look at what God did. I didn't know that this was going to happen, but he showed up. I remember writing, I look forward to being a dad one day. I want to be able to hold my own child in my arms. And writing that in my journal and then coming back after Tony was born, my baby girl was born, and saying, wow, look at what God did. Those are ways that you can start counting the blessings, not just trying to memorize them, but write them down. Write down during the year. And this is something my wife has tried to institute in our home. We don't always do so. We're not always diligent about it, but she has this thankfulness jar that, you know, we write things that we're thankful for. And at the end of the year, we will empty out the jar and read those things as what happened throughout the year and say, oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, yeah, I remember that. And we give God thanks for that time and space. So that's all I'm saying is that, you know, keep count of what God is doing in your life, and that'll help begin to mold our thinking as it pertains to trusting him. And so we recognize at that time and space that not only is God faithful in the past, has he been faithful in the past? He's faithful right now. And if he's faithful in the past and he's faithful right now, we know that he'll be faithful going forward because he's always consistent. We're the ones that get off track at times, and we are the ones that walk away from him, and he never turns his back on us. And so we're very thankful that he is the one who's sovereign in all situations, and that he is the one who is always faithful, and that we can always depend on him because of his love for us that was placed on full display in the person of Jesus Christ. And so in this season of Thanksgiving, don't forget, keep trusting God. Keep looking to him. Keep looking and giving him thanks for the people who are around you. When you're looking at that husband, when you're looking at that wife, don't just look at the here and now. Trust what God is doing in their lives and be thankful for them. Be thankful for the people that you work with. It's kind of hard at times because it's not always easy to get along with folks. But be thankful for that time and space. And when we see that we show a level of gratitude and thanksgiving, our approach to how we approach others begins to change. I won't approach someone that I'm thankful for with a heart full of anger. And as hard as that can be at times, if I take time and pray and thank God for that space, he begins to change my disposition. Because you never know what someone else is going through. They just may not be verbalizing it. And so if they're not verbalizing it, you're just contending with a thought that is unspoken. And it makes it hard to even navigate that space because now you're starting to guess. And guessing never goes well when you're trying to develop healthy relationships. And that's why folks say communication is key. In marriage, well, communication is key when you're at work as well, too. Talk with each other. Express what's going on with the end game in mind of understanding that we've got to work together. And so let's do this with not just begrudgingly, but do so with this heart full of thanksgiving, knowing that we can get the work done as long as we get it done together. And so as we begin to close out our time together, hopefully this has been a blessing to you, and I pray that if there is any way that we could be a blessing to you in prayer and you need to make yourself known or make those prayer requests known, I'm certain that we can find a way to connect. In fact, you can reach me at Pastor Jeffrey, PastorJeffrey, at Outlook.com. Pastor Jeffrey at Outlook.com. If you're interested in taking a look at my book as well, the book is entitled It Matters, Decisions, Consequences, and the God Who Redeems Them All. It is my journey about decision making and how God has redeemed the decisions that I made that were good, that were bad, and that were ugly. and he made a beautiful thing out of all of it. And so very thankful for that. As we're closing out, I'd like to just take this time and pray, and we will continue to move forward. Father, you have been so good to us. We thank you for your faithfulness toward us. We thank you that you are the God of all comfort and you are the God who redeems all situations. And so I'm praying for those who may be feeling just a little lonely right now and wishing they had someone to connect with. I pray, Lord God, that you would give them real tangible moments where they can feel your presence and feel your love and know that you will never leave them nor forsake them. And I'm thankful, Lord God, for those who are rejoicing during this time because they have warm relationships they can lean into, a warm home, a warm meal that they can partake in during this time. And so we pray, Lord God, that even as we're filled with thanksgiving, or even if there may be some despair, I pray that you would meet us where we are and so that you're glorified in all that's said and done. And on the other side, we're always looking to you, the author and perfecter of our faith. We love you because you first loved us, and we give thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. And so, once again, thank you for our time together. I pray that it's been a blessing to you. If you want to get in touch with me again, that email address again is Pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-E-R-Y, at outlook.com. I promise you I'll get back with you, and we can do what we can in order to make sure to have what you need, whether it's prayer or whether it's just a high five, because things have been going well. I'd love to be able to celebrate with you. And if you have some prayer requests and you're not in that space of celebration, I'd love to walk with you during this very heavy time. But let's give thanks again for one of our sponsors. Our sponsor is EKG Environmental. This is Pastor Tony Jeffrey. And I have taken over today for Addictive Love in place of our own good friend, Reverend Robert Gould. We pray for his continued health and strength. We're praying that you would continue to flourish as you walk with the Lord, and that you would experience his deep abiding love for you daily, hourly, minute by minute, second by second. Be good to yourself. Be good to others.